BOE back in session. All right. We've got Doss Properties, but he's in person. It's not scheduled for another 30 minutes. I'm going to try to get a hold of a couple. Let's try to go to BOE 180, Natty Investments. Is this a nightly rental, Natty, one right. property?
Yeah. It appears to be, and we found four properties. Two are under Natty Investments, and two are under the Marcinks, but at the same address. For M-A-R-C-I-N-K.
Okay, so they've got four properties in Taney County, but there's only one under appeal.
I guess so.
And when you say that they're going to the same address, in other words, this other LLC is got your tax notices going to that one at the same address.
Right, so two of them are going to this address for Natty Investments, but two of them are going to the same address, but for the Marcinks. And one's for 205 Lakefront Drive, can't speak English, and one is for 530 Abbey.
And the Marcinks is another LLC?
Just personal name. And
okay.
But they're all still, again, going to Union, Missouri, or Sullivan, Missouri, same address. And then, like I said, they have...
Who's our contact?
410 and 420 Poolside Pass.
Nathaniel Hammond.
Yeah.
And the other one has got a name of the Marcinks.
Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. M-A-R-C-I-N-K.
Tyann. T-Y-A.
And then there's one with Tyann, and is there Matthew or somebody, another name with it?
Nathaniel Hammond.
Are any of the other properties that are not on this sheet nightly rental program? Or do we know?
I didn't check. I didn't bring that up.
205.
You can look.
Do they all seem to be in this developments with nightly rental? I guess I was just trying to.
If you give me a minute, I can I can pull them up. So this
yeah.
one is.
This is protest.
420
one, right?
Or 410.
Yeah, but I don't know what he may not have got notices on the other. I just want to make sure that I know what's going on before
so
I call.
So three of them are all valued the same, and one is valued less.
He may be one. He may have four of them and want to get one exemption, like he's allowed. You know.
Yeah, he's chosen the one that's got the highest valuation.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right.
This is Nat. How can I help you?
Nat, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know you didn't have something scheduled until about 3:45, but we've got a break here. Didn't know if you might be able to take this up a little bit early.
Can you give me about, 9 minutes, like say a quarter after?
Sure, but we might be able to, based on what I've heard, we might be able to do this without you having to go grab something, unless you've just got a conflict right now.
I was about ready to use the bathroom.
Oh. Okay. So, we'll let you go. Okay, I'll call you back here in about 10 minutes. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, no problem.
TMI. All right, we've got...
So the next one is Fall Creek Townhomes, and it's 7 apartments. Looks like.
And then we have Focus on the Family. Fall Creek Townhomes.
Mm-hmm.
And you said this is a building with 7 apartments in it?
Yes.
We
or
got
a low income.
$3 million is our appraised value?
Well, at the moment, till I do the low income housing.
That's the low income housing.
Mm-hmm. That's the real value. I still have to do the income and expense to bring it down to the low-income housing value. That's why I asked for an extension, because he's given me everything in a monthly basis that I have to put it all together.
Who is our contact?
It is Ryan Shantz.
So if I call Ryan, and just confirm with him that we'll move it to Friday?
Just say that we're going to move it to Friday because I want to get the paperwork. I want to get the thing to him in the cloud to look at what I've done for calculations and talk about it. So
I know it is, but let's go ahead and set it at 1. Well,
I said I'm going to ask for an extension. I'm swamped with the other cases. There's a lot to cover with yours. He says, okay, let me know what I can do to help. Thanks. That's it.
You have to have an 11 to 1 break. Okay.
I need 12 to 1. I don't know, Greg. Do you need longer?
This Friday, are you 11 to 1 break?
Yeah.
Greg?
Okay. Let me look here. I think we both had a conflict.
I have a meeting.
So you leave at 11 on Friday?
Yes.
Okay. So if we did this one, say 10:45, it'll be at the end of our morning docket. I don't think it would take long.
Okay. So, Greg, you're saying you won't be coming back at 1?
No, he is. Right?
I'm coming back.
Okay.
He just needed
be back
a 2-hour window.
2-hour window, okay. Yeah, and I just need a 1-hour window. So.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and call and confirm with him. This may be long. No, that's probably a long distance number, isn't it? Nope.
Hello, this is Robert.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. You weren't on the docket until later today, but we had a little break here. And it's my understanding that you've provided a bunch of information to the assessor and that she's looking at it. She's asked for an extension to Friday to see if you guys can get to an agreement. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's completely fine with us.
Okay, we're going to set it at 10:45 on Friday.
Okay.
All right. And we'll try to get back a hold of you at the same number.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Focus on the family.
I'm going to go ahead and call Derek Rose at Brian Cave just to find out if he's got any other conflicts so we don't have to wait here till 4:30 and just tell him we're going to call him. Well, I'll just wait and call this guy back. Anybody know when our 10 minutes is up?
One more minute or so.
Yeah.
Just to let you know on that, Natty Investments, 3 of them are commercial, 1 is a residence.
Okay, so they've got one of their other properties is an actual residence, and then they've got 2 other investment properties, and they're probably just picking this one to be the mixed use. Is that what our conclusion is?
Yeah, but you would ask him about 205 Lakefront Drive because if that's going to be...
I'll let you do it when we're on there.
It's
we'll
a
just
higher
find
one.
It.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I thought the pool side was higher by about $2,000 from what I could see.
Well, we'll clarify it when we call. Yeah. Give him another minute or two. Have you guys had an opportunity to look at the focus on the family stuff at all? It looks like now is it Shinnawork or is it? It looks like it might be somebody else. It's got Derek Rose at Brian Cave, but Shinnawork has a letter in here. Oh, that's National Institute of Merit. Oh no, it is the same thing.
What's that dated from?
That's clear back in 2013, though. Why do we have this?
What's the issue?
They're asking for exemption.
Are they exempt now?
They have been, is my understanding. This
right.
is a.
And I would have removed them last year, but they didn't send their paperwork in until last July. We asked for it earlier, and they didn't even send it to our office until a couple months later.
Is it the 501c3, or what are they looking
right,
for?
It's this is a question of the use of the property again, isn't it? And same thing.
Right.
Okay.
It's not a benefit to Taney County. She told me that they only. You can apply for a scholarship, but it's not open to everybody. It doesn't meet Franciscan tests.
It's Christian marriage counseling, right?
It is Christian marriage counseling. Is this Gary Smalley?
It's over off T Highway, but
yes.
I don't know that.
They started it.
Yeah, Gary Smalley, I think, started it. So it's a question of whether or not the property, there's not any question that the property is in a 501c3 corporation, okay? There's no question there. That the case law focuses on the use. Like, say, if a church has a publishing company that turns a profit, even if all of those proceeds go to the benefit, you know, the church or whatever, it doesn't necessarily make the property take it off the tax rolls, okay? There are some questions to be asked about it. There's case law out there. I ended up looking at about everything I could find under the statute that looked applicable. But it's really a question of use as to whether it furthers their mission, et cetera. So this one is probably closer than the one we looked at yesterday or Monday. To the exemption. But
people go there, they pay money, mm-hmm. money goes to the
so
Marriage
Institute.
So it's
like $3,500 for a 3-day session. I think it's like $15,000 for a full week for a couple. I mean, it's kind of pricey. And I said to the lady, well, how does this come into charitable? And she says, well, people can apply for a scholarship.
Should be able to call Daniel back now.
Yeah, that's.
And I wrote it on. That
is. It's, they're coming there for marriage counseling. They're not tourists in town wanting to stay there, right?
They're staying there. It's
but
a little cabin.
They're coming here as tourists.
I'm sorry.
To stay out there.
Okay.
But part of it is you're staying in little cabins. On
well, let's do this. Yeah. Let's have the further conversation on the record. But I'm gonna call Natty back here. Natty Investments.
This is Nat.
Hey, Nat, this is David Akers again. Is it a good time?
Yes, certainly.
All right, Nat, is this a, I think you've got a property on here that's used in a nightly rental program?
Yeah.
Okay. And we show we've got about 4 tax notices going to the same address in Sullivan, so I think in looking those up, one might be a residence and a couple other one of them are investment properties, maybe. Does that sound about right?
I'm not sure about Sullivan. That's kind of confusing. There's no address in Sullivan.
Is it Sullivan or is it somewhere else?
There's Union, but it's
Union.
Sullivan.
Union. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Union. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That was probably my mistake. Okay, so we've got about 4 properties. I don't know. This particular one is being used as an investment prop, or excuse me, as a nightly rental, right?
Short-term rental, yes.
Okay, short-term, does that mean a day to a week? It's a day to a week, you know. I mean, is that basically, it's not long-term
yeah.
rental, in other words, it's